Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I say this every Monday and almost every Friday, but the weeks are just evaporating, exploding, and in some cases sneaking past us. It feels like it's Tuesday, but no, it's Friday, already the ninth day of December 2005, in this final month of 05. What an eventful year. And we're going to have wide open phones today. We have one guest joining us, scheduled in the middle of the next hour. We've interviewed a lot of different members of Congress and some former members as well, but I've never interviewed Bob Barr. And he's been very outspoken the last few years against the Patriot Act. And then last week I saw him write a great story editorial about the use of the military against the American people. So Congressman Bob Barr is scheduled, as they say, in the middle of the next hour, or right in the middle of this transmission today. We will have wide open phones. There is just so much news to cover, and we're going to be going over all of it today. I'm also going to ask Bob Barr why he voted for the Patriot Act, but now is so against it. Interesting little point there. The Chinese police kill villagers during two-day land protest. This is a lot bigger than Tiananmen Square and the numbers of dead. And they are just taking the villagers' property. And literally, folks, in China, people just starve to death and die on the side of the street. Just type in dead bodies in China. For some reason, you type in Chinese execution, and for some reason that gets pictures of dead old people and dead toddlers and dead babies rotting on the sides of the street. They'll cover them up with a newspaper and then let, there aren't really any dogs to be feeding on the babies. Of course, they issued an order a few years ago in one province to turn all your dogs into. Not allowed to have dogs. Just total tyranny. But this is in the Washington Post, reporting on it like the police are good and they're nice, loving people. And it says they're in their black uniforms and black masks. Again, globally, same uniforms as the U.S., just all part of the global control. Magically, 8 years ago, everyone starts wearing these uniforms. And they just open fire with machine guns, and you don't like giving up your property? Well, of course, Mao, they're now saying Mao, the Communist Chinese Party over in China, released a government book 5 years ago admitting that 54 million, Freudian slip, I wish it was 54,000, 54 million people died during the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward. Many of them at machine gun point, knife point, bayonet point, many others starving to death by design. That's why China is the apple of the globalist eye. No one has killed more than they. No one has implemented globalism more than they. No one has brought forward the promises of global extermination more than they. They're being used to leverage out our economy right now, totally shut down our society right now. And here they are machine gunning the villagers. And imagine 10 years ago you would have had weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, pulling out of hair. How dare the Chi Coms? Now it's just, their police dealt with the problem, did an excellent job. I mean, that's the attitude. Man, I wish we were a cohesive unit like them Chi Comers. You're against the Chi Coms, you're a communist, you're a liberal. So that's the whole view now. Paul Watson's done an excellent article here. Miami bomb incident starts to look suspicious. Eyewitnesses says that the individual they shot dead, Alpazar, never mentioned bomb. Passengers were more afraid of air marshals pointing guns to their heads. So we reserve judgment on this, but big fat stinking rat here. Big fat stinking commie rat, in the words of one of the generals in Dr. Strangelove. So we'll get into this and a lot more today. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For you today on this live Friday, the 9th day of December 2005 edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm a freedom lover. That means I support the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. I support the Fourth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment. And I see our country being dismantled, and it is public. It is not a secret. It is world government being built in front of all of our eyes, right in front of our faces. Congressman, former Congressman Bob Barr, talk about the Patriot Act and a lot more. Coming up in the middle of the next hour, we're going to have open phones today. Wide open phones, long-time callers, first-time callers, folks who have tried to get in the past. Go ahead and try to get in today. We'd love to hear from you. We'll take calls throughout the broadcast today. We just got Barr on for a segment, so plenty of time to take your calls and cover the news. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. All right. Chinese police kill villagers during two-day land protest. We're going to get into this new Tiananmen Square. And I tell you, some of these Chinese peasants, they've got more Americana, more love of freedom than the American people do. What could we do with a few million of those Chinese peasants of the billion, 300 and something million? Miami bomb incident starts to look suspicious. Eyewitnesses say that the man who was killed never mentioned bomb. Passengers were more afraid of air marshals putting guns to their heads. It looks like he had a panic attack, obviously induced from the serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And there's been an amazing little piece written by one of our listeners. I tell you, some of these articles and stories and blurbs and comments and editorials that are written by our listeners are just better than I can write. Obedience is the law. Public execution of innocence keeps you safe. I'm going to read what Hazel from I believe she's in England, said. We'll go over that. We have it posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But the White House is saying they back the Air Marshal's actions. Now, again, I reserve comment the last day and a half. Now I really can't reserve comment. It's just a cold-blooded killing. He didn't say bomb. It's all lies. And they just didn't like somebody flipping out on them, which people who aren't even, quote, patently mentally ill are crazy. I mean, sometimes panic and don't want to fly. I mean, I'm not really afraid of flying, but I have some friends. I know several people who I've flown with who are scared to death when the plane's taking off and landing. They're okay once it gets off the ground, and I've heard of people who get off planes. Well, not anymore. He may have to get terminated, boy. But the border stays wide open, and our government openly funds all the major terrorist organizations. But never mind that. We've got to keep you safe. By the way, on the same day as all this is beginning to break concerning the Miami killing, tube shooting, that is subway shooting, charges possible of the Dominguez shooting. And now it's unraveling, and they, in front of all the witnesses, they tried to tell to shut up in England. He didn't run. He swiped his ticket, picked up a newspaper, strolled on. They walked in. He seemed to know them and said, no, no, and they shot him a whole bunch, execution style, until his head was gone. Just little pieces of flesh and kind of a goblet of hair. It was an absolute mafia hit. Well, I think there's a little more to all of this. What do you think? Deal on Patriot Act stirs opposition. They're not going to take anything out of it, and it looks like now there's some beefing going on. Looks like they're beefing it up a bit. That's why we've got a former congressman who's been speaking out against this joining us. A bipartisan group of senators to oppose Patriot Act revision. They're getting together saying that the Al-Qaeda, CIA, NSA, defense intelligence threat is just too great, and we've just got to use this against small toy stores selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes that turn out to be totally legal, and homeless people sleeping on the side of the streets in Vermont and Connecticut and other areas. We've got to use it against topless bars and county commissioners who take $4,000 bribes and pot dealers. There are literally hundreds of cases of this. I mean, I see new ones every week. U.S. blocks ICRC access to suspects. First time ever, the Red Cross is not allowed in to see anyone at the camps. It's just, no, thank you. And John McCain is saying they're still torturing detainees. Well, of course they are. And deal on the Patriot Act, again, is starting to stir opposition. We're going to get more into that and a detailed article by Steve Watson on that. Patriot Act use against U.S. citizens extended. I want to go over some of that. And, of course, the U.S. terror watch list is this AP article says 80,000 names long. Last time I saw it was 350-something, and then there's a criminal watch list of 500,000 that's been indexed for this as well, with tens of thousands of people who don't even have criminal records but are on criminal watch list. Then you can't fly because you might be a criminal. North Korea boosts its nuke-making potential. That's UPI. That story of him hitting that grandmother with a taser turns out it was five times, including after she was down and completely unconscious. I mean, why? Just walk up and shoot her more because you're a rabid dog? I mean, it's rabid frothing is what we see. You just want to kill somebody. You want to shoot somebody. It's just, you want to fight somebody, go. Join a local boxing club or go play paintball or something. I mean, it's just find an avenue for your killer instinct, not on old ladies. And we're all hearing the war drums globally being beaten to invade Iran, why they really deserve it and they're evil. And now there's a move to ban aspartame in New Mexico. Meanwhile, the industry is pushing back to make sure that deadly toxic neurotoxin stays in your food. That is just some of what's coming up. Also, you know, everybody's saying that Hugo Chavez is this evil demon because he gave New York and Boston and several other cities 40% discounts on Citgo heating oil and natural gas and other things. And by the way, I actually looked up the numbers. he was shipping in here at cost. So that was only at around, well, the equivalent of, I mean, people in Venezuela get fuel for 15 cents a gallon in U.S. adjusted numbers. And here the heating oil was at near those levels, just paying for the tankers to bring it in. So he was literally doing it at cost. When you hear it was 40% off, that's what the grubbing charities, the go-betweens, a lot of the old Democrat, big city machine, corrupt officials are working out. So they are going to get profit because basically Chavez is giving it for free. But then the neocons got up on the radio and said, oh, he's just doing this to make us look bad. He's a dirty commie rat, and he's going to get us, and he just did this as a stunt. Hugo Chavez did not even at first offer this, and I didn't know that. I thought, yeah, it kind of is a political stunt, but still it's a good thing. We can't really knock him for it. When I first heard about it, oh, Chavez is offering. No. You know why Chavez offered the entire country fuel at cost? Just no one accepted except a few mayors. Do you know why this happened? Because the Congress went to all the oil companies, the U.S.-owned, the British-owned, the Dutch-owned, the Arab-owned, and said, will you give us a discount on fuel to help all these old people and others who literally, I mean, it's below zero in some areas of the country. Places in Minnesota, it gets down to 67 below zero last year. Areas in Chicago get down 30 below zero, 40 below zero. New York can get below zero. And all Chavez said is, okay, I'll give you fuel. You asked me, here it is. And he's being demonized. And listen, there's all these old people who literally are on so many prescription drugs. That is not a wives' tale that a lot of old folks and sick people, but predominantly old folks, really do eat dog food, folks. They really do. They got to have the heart medication. If they don't have it, they have heart attacks. You know, they start having heart palpitations, and no one's there to help them. Either they don't have family, or their yuppie kids are off in California having a good time, or maybe their kids are in prison, whatever. And then they just sit there in these little freezing cold places under the covers with their little rabbit ears and their little TV, watching TV, afraid of the terrorists, and their teeth chattering because there's been over a doubling of natural gas in those cities. Just all sorts of scams going on. And Hugo Chavez said, here, I'll give you fuel at cost. So at around, what, 10% if it was just their cost and the shipping? It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. You're just going to get 60% off if you're lucky in one of those five cities that's taking it. I just wanted to illustrate that propaganda to you. So he didn't even offer, folks. They said, will you help us? He said, yes. No one else responded. He said, okay, we'll give it to you. And he got criticized, by the way, by some of his own government. That's a lot of money. Imagine if the whole U.S. would have said, yeah, okay, we'll take it at cost for the next 6 months as he offered through the winter. But he would have done it. No, you don't get that fuel. Those old ladies and old men and, you know, people who are handicapped from the waist down, quadriplegics who need that, who don't have anybody that loves them, anybody that takes care of them. And look, I put my money where my mouth is. I mean, I give to charity. I give to Meals on Wheels and the Salvation Army. But I only give to real things that I know it actually helps people. You give your money to the Red Cross. You give your money to United Way. You might as well give it to Adolf Hitler. They are evil, evil scamming crooks. That doesn't mean you're an evil scamming crook if you volunteered for the Red Cross. I mean the leadership of them. Our whole side issue, now I've really gone down a gigantic rabbit trail. But you know what? That's why people tune into the show, because you never know what you'll hear next, and it's all important. When we get back, we'll get into this latest killing of this Latin American. And I do believe what this listener sent us, this little article they wrote up. I do agree with their view on it. And Paul Watson's written a detailed analysis of it. But I'm going to read the listener story because it's shorter and don't have time to read an 8-page article here on air, which is a real frustration point for me. You really ought to read the articles that Paul Watson and Steve Watson and now our listeners are writing. I mean, every day these incredible stories come in from you guys to tips at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanetWeb at Hotmail.com and Ryan at InfoWars.com, another place to send stuff. Ryan, as in Little King, that's what it means. Ryan at InfoWars.com. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The government, Scotland Yard, premeditatedly lied. They followed the young Brazilian in. He, again, it's all on video. He calmly swiped his card, got a free newspaper, walked on board. They walked in. He seemed to know them. And it was basically, please don't. And they shot him a whole bunch in the head. Now, the report I've got here, again, you can read between 7 and 14 shots. But the final number was 14 shots into him. And, I mean, it was just, they shot him over and over again in the head. They just kept shooting the splattered mass and then adding a dollop of gunshots into the chest. They just wanted him dead. Sat on him and killed him. Why? Why did they? It was a pure execution. And now we see the same thing in Miami, and they lie about it. Oh, he said he had a bomb. And I said, well, if that's true, then you really can't fault him. But now it's coming out. He was running away, going, I don't want to be on this plane. I'm afraid. And they just gunned him down in the back. And then freaked out and pointed guns at passengers' heads. Went back and kind of intimidated everybody. But it doesn't matter. The White House says that the officers did the right thing. Well, officer, what are you going to do when you're an old man, your granddaughter gets raped by a cop, and you can't go criticize them because, well, you got to stick with the brotherhood, or when a cop shoots your mommy in the back? Again, we need to have bad police punished, bad training punished. That makes you have a good name. It makes us all safer. But nope, it's just do whatever you want, get away with whatever you want. The badge comes first. Well, that's gang member mentality. Go ahead and roll the White House's pontificating with Scott McClellan.
Passengers were boarding American Airlines Flight 924 from Miami to Orlando, and federal authorities say a man uttered threatening words and said he had a bomb. Federal air marshals, or FAMs, were on the plane and sprang into action.
There were federal air marshals on board the aircraft. They came out of their cover, confronted him, and he remained non-compliant with their instructions. As he was attempting to evade them, his actions caused the FAMs to fire shots, and in fact, he is deceased.
Marshal Service spokesman Dave Adams explained the man, 44-year-old Rigoberto Alpizar, had agreed to leave the plane that carried a backpack and refused to set it down on the ramp leading from the aircraft. Federal law enforcement sources say he was wearing the backpack on his stomach, further raising suspicions. Adams says Alpizar approached the air marshals in an aggressive manner, appeared to reach into his bag, and was shot. Passengers like Miriam Delgado, who doesn't speak English, were terrified. Her great-granddaughter translates.
She heard three gunshots, and then everyone was running, like everyone was going crazy. They got up and started running.
Some passengers say Alpizar's wife claimed he was mentally ill.
I heard her say he's bipolar, he doesn't have his medicine. I heard the shot.
She was just saying that her husband was sick.
Alpizar, a U.S. citizen, had just flown to Miami from Ecuador. After the shooting, investigators took his luggage off the plane and blew it open on the tarmac. A search of Alpizar's backpack and luggage turned up no explosives.
So again, the question is, was this use of force necessary? But federal authorities believe when it comes to a bomb on a plane, you just don't take any chances.
You just don't take any chances. Now, notice, for a day and a half, it was bomb, bomb, bomb. The cops lied and said that. Now there were all these witnesses within feet, and now they're even, because the witnesses won't go along, they're going, okay, he didn't say that. He acted suspicious. You are liars. You are liars. And you just think it's normal to lie about people you've killed or people you're going to kill. Like we're not human beings. Man, we're just as valuable as you are. Come on, what's wrong with you? And imagine these air marshals. There's never anything for them to do. They've never got anything to do. And so now it's just arrest drunks and people that get belligerent. And it's been in the news how these weirdo flight attendants will go, were you rude to me? Did you say something to me? Well, no. That's it. Air marshal, get over here. We're landing the plane. They land, take you off, arrest you, and then later they drop the charges. But it's just there's nothing for them to do. There's no real terrorist. So it's just craziness, general craziness, and hysteria. And then they always blow up the backpacks. They always have the big theatrical, oh, we don't know what was in it, and he might have had a bomb, and we're all under danger. Meanwhile, you're 390 times more likely to die in an automobile accident in the Western world, even higher levels here in the U.S., but that's seven Western countries average together, including the U.S., than you are to die from terrorism. Oh, boy. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're, 14 times more likely to drown than to be shot by a gun. You're not afraid of grounding. You're afraid of the boom booms because the news told us what to be afraid of. Well, I'm afraid of the real things I'm supposed to be afraid of. I know in Texas I got a better chance of being bit by a water moccasin than I do of getting shot. So when I'm walking around by the river, I look for water moccasins. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All right, your calls are coming up, but I want to read this article that one of our listeners wrote, and it's just spot on. Obedience is the law. Public execution of innocence keeps you safe, by Hazel McKinley. Parallels are being drawn between the killing of Charles de Mendez in a London tube station and Mr. Alpizar in a Miami airport. Both were Latin American and neither was carrying a bomb, but they were executed in broad daylight on public transport as suspected terrorists. The official stories of these incidents are false. Alpizar never said the alleged B word, and Menendez was not acting suspiciously. Alpizar was having a panic attack, not a terror attack, and Menendez was going to work like millions of others. If the MET had done a reconstruction, that's the tube police, of the tube train shooting, as they do with most other crimes, all other violent crimes, we would have seen Menendez wearing a denim jacket and jeans in 60-degree weather, I would add. They said it was real hot. And he had wire sticking out of a heavy winter coat and said he was going to bomb and all lies. I'm sorry. Not a padded coat, boarding a bus without a bag, and being followed by undercover cops. He alighted at Stockwell Station, picked up a free newspaper, and used his swipe card to enter the station before descending on an escalator with police still tailing him, and he was walking. When he arrived at the platform and took a seat on the train, officers pounced on him and shot him 7 times. I guess Hazel's going with the original number. The official number is now, I believe, 14. Therefore, why did special forces, and that's who they were, trail this ordinary commuter, and why did Sir Ian Blair lie from the outset about Menendez's actions and demeanor? The suspect should have been apprehended before he even caught the bus if they believed he was a suicide bomber. We all saw what happened on the number 10 bus to Hackney Station the previous day. As usual, there are more questions than answers, but it seems that Menendez and Alvazar were picked at random for a demonstration of a new anti-terror law enforcement powers. And I tend to think that's where this is going. The police can now snatch or shoot anyone without recourse to protect the public. Bag carrying, running, and sledding are just a few examples of suspicious behavior, which could cost you your life in the war against terror on home soil. And you heard the end of that CNN propaganda clip. Well, the feds say this is, you know, bombs on planes are serious, and this was the right thing to do. He didn't comply properly. Like the witnesses to events on AA Flight 924 who had pistols aimed at their heads by angry air marshals while Alvazar was being murdered. Many people have a flying phobia, which would account for the passenger's distress. And he was also on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which he had not taken for several days, which causes people to freak out. Both of these men were innocent, and the public was not in danger. Well, Menendez did absolutely nothing. Probably the evidence really points toward him being some type of operative or a witness or something. I mean, they were getting rid of a witness. Both of these men were innocent and the public was not in danger, except for trigger-happy cops. Tough luck, they say. Difficult decisions have to be made in a split second, and it is better to be safe than sorry. If they thought a bomber was on board an aircraft, it means that current stringent screening of passengers is inadequate, and this will require even greater scrutiny and vigilance by authorities, officials, our masters. I added that part. More scanners, cameras, dogs, and machine guns everywhere are needed. These extreme measures contribute to the conditioning process. Big Brother knows best. Trust him. The proles will have to cooperate, or they will be accused of aiding terrorism and facilitating attacks like the London bombings. Noncompliance is irresponsible. Disobedience could be fatal. The message is, if you see your neighbors being rounded up or shot, hear nothing, see nothing, say nothing, and do nothing, if is for your own protection. Just stay indoors, close to the curtains, and cower in fear, because it could be you next. It all sounds familiar. Historians should recognize the signs. Stalin's Russia, Hitler's Reich, Mao's China, Pol Pot's Cambodia, and Pinochet's Chile. We have been there before, only now it's Blair's Britain, Howard's Australia, and Bush's America. Presently, implementation of this global police state is incremental, but soon it will be all-encompassing. Have your ID ready, citizen, because snarling police are straining at the leash, and Homeland Security has a short fuse and itchy trigger finger. I expect they'll already have complied the list of dissidents. They have gulags to fill. Charles Menendez and Mr. Alvazar may have been targeted for assassination. We will never know. But such mistakes could certainly be another method for disposing of opponents. They might have been chosen for their nationality to further antagonize South America's angst against the U.S. as the warlords orchestrate a confrontation between those two continents. They were just cattle who were being used to advance the New World Order cause, and their lives were needlessly extinguished for a covert agenda. This is a real tragedy, so I babbled through that. But the point here is, and great job, Hazel, great job writing that little article, and it just very well said, better than I could say it, very short and succinct and to the point. We have to understand that as a society, we are seeing a grade A police state being set up, and they really do have gulags here domestically. All these years we warned you about them. I went and shot video of them. I showed Senate hearings where they were talking about the camps for you and your family. I went to urban warfare drills where the Marines admittedly were training to put you in camps and break up your families and take your guns, and I have colonels admitting it. But notice the media always focuses in on the kook or the government operative who says, oh, there's camps over there, and turns out to not be a camp. But it never gets national attention when a county commissioner from Oregon says, oh, my gosh, they called me in, and FEMA says they're building camps here locally, and here's where the camps are. It gets on local TV, but you'd think that'd be a national story. And they've built camps. We have Army documents about the camps, and they built camps all over the world, and they've got camps in Cuba, and they're building thousands of more beds and stringing more barbed wire and setting these precedents, advertising in the American Taliban, doing all of this. It's so sad, it's so scary, and it's very, very un-American, the things that are happening. And we have Ron Paul on, we have Morgan Reynolds, we have Paul Craig Roberts. We have all these prominent conservatives on saying, yes, we may have martial law. They may start arresting us. Yes, yes. I mean, this is real. And they really are executing people randomly on the street. Right here in Austin, Daniel Rocha. I mean, so what if the guy had a criminal record for some drug dealing? Ooh, that meant he was really evil. I don't care. I mean, the government ships the stuff in. It's a joke. I mean, the molecules that guy was selling aren't anywhere near as deadly as the stuff they push on our kids through the school with all these fancy-dandy doctors and drug reps. And so they, Daniel Rocha, he'd been busted for drugs before, and the officer pulled him over and got him on the ground, and she shot him in the back, and he died, and that's not debatable, and the cops come out and defend the officer that killed Daniel Rocha. And then Chief Nee, because of pressure, because they killed this guy in cold blood, Chief Nee finally says, okay, well, this cop's going to get in trouble. Some scared-to-death woman cop who probably watches all the crime shows and believes that her job's really that dangerous, when a firefighter or a highway worker is a lot more dangerous statistically, with all those cars creening by. No, she was scared to death, and boy, this is a gang member. I got one. Boom, boom, oh. His life's over. And then the cop association comes out and pops their faces up on TV here in Austin. How dare Chief Nee? And Chief Nee is just horrible, folks. But the point is, he's not horrible for this reason. And he needs to go. How dare you? I mean, where does it end? Don't you want bad cops to get in trouble? Don't you want stupid cops to be run off the force? Do you want to let bad cops give you all a bad name? Let me tell you something. 20, 30, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, you shoot somebody in the back, Cops would go up before the man, and they'd end up swinging about from a yardarm. I mean, in other countries, by the way, when the government screws up, everybody resigns. Everybody gets in trouble. People get indicted. Not in America. The more you screw up, the more power you get. So I'm not against cops. Look, I see you changing tires, as I've said, and I see you out there helping, and, you know, you come when somebody's house gets broken into, there's not much you can do. Because they don't teach you good old-fashioned detective work now. Most in the past, cops were mainly just detectives. Or hired guns to go deal with, you know, criminal gangs. They were either warriors or detectives. Now it's a small group of detectives who and that's by design, by the way. And just a group of nannies running around giving us tickets, sticking their hind ends out in the middle of the highway. I love it all the time, man. A cop will have his hind end hanging out in I-35. There could be a blowout any minute. Or cops get killed from car wrecks and get hit by cars. Much higher numbers than they do from guns. But, oh no, they'll shake and be afraid when they come up to your car and freak out. And again, because the TV, the training has told you to be afraid of that. But you'll just hang your hind end out in the road with all these maniac drivers, me one of them, just careening down. There's the cop. Never a cop pulls me over. I'll pull way off on the shoulder on the grass. I've had them even ask for, why'd you pull off so far? So you don't have to hang your hind end out over the road and get splattered, dum-dum. And I'm not trying to be mean to you. Why are you so scared of us when statistically you ought to be scared of swimming in the river? You ought to be statistically scared of riding in your car. You ought to be statistically scared of eating some lettuce with hepatitis C all over it. I mean, again, I know I'm really harping on this new angle a lot. It's just we have to just get conscious and start really thinking about how we've been conditioned. I mean, it's probably just a coincidence. I think they were killing some witness or doing some execution with Menendez. That's clear. All the evidence points towards that. This and more evidence may come out later. I don't know. This new case in Miami, it just looks like you got somebody in a Prozac freak out. And more, I've known people on that stuff. I mean, they will. They'll freak out. That's what they do, especially if they're not taking the right levels of it. And I've already talked about this. I'll go to your calls in a minute. The point is, this is all out of control. And I hope you'll visit InfoWars.com and get the stories Paul and Steve and others have written. And I hope you'll get the article that Hazel McKinley wrote, because it's really good. I mean, look at this article. Now we should go to jail for sharing our favorite song lyrics. Now the big recording industry people actually are calling for jail time if you post even in part the lyrics to a song. See, they're really getting insane. You talk about ways to violate the First Amendment. All of this copyright stuff is an end run around free speech. Here's one out of the New York Times. Video games where cops are the killers. And they go on to admit in the article that the cops are the good guys, but they do go around just shooting everyone. See, they're changing the roles. Torture used to be bad, now it's good. The Bill of Rights used to be good, now it's bad. You know, forced drugging populations used to be bad, now they say it's good. They just tell you it's good. Oh, good guys wear black masks and kill people. When in every movie you ever saw, in every book you ever read, the bad guy wears black. The Ringwraith, Darth Vader, they wear helmets, they wear masks, they wear capes. I'll never forget in Seattle, they had their raincoats on and they would tie them back over their necks, and they actually had little capes running around in Darth Vader outfits with little black capes flapping. I mean, it's just... And then you read with the federal grants that have paid for all these cities to get this, and it says it is for intimidation. It is for secrecy. It is secret police. It is the archetypal evil. The executioner. The inquisitor. The torturer. The hangman, it's just in all mythology, it is a base human thing. Clad in black, driving black vehicles, riding black horses. That's evil. That's evil. They've taken on the nomenclature. They've taken on the garb. They've taken on the signet. They've taken on the logos of classical tyranny, the Nazis. And I look at photos of the communist running around machine-gunning their own population, the farmers, there in China, because they're taking their property, and they're dressed in the same Darth Vader outfits. They had their sociologists look at the most intimidating thing, and they garb them in it. And we should all be concerned, not just by the camps and the martial law and all the preparations, that's all public, but just by the open trappings. Mike in Illinois and Jeff Rubin, Cliff Ray and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, glad to see the work you're doing. It's great. And I just wanted to tell you, a couple years ago, prior to 9/11, I'm an amateur radio operator. And we were talking on the radio one night about, you know, this terrorist stuff's going to happen. You know, and I'll tell you what, after it did, I've never seen so much chaotic following and everything else by the Homeland Security in my life. I mean, we were, like, targeted. You wouldn't believe it.
No, I understand. You're saying there was massive interference, blocking of your shortwave transmissions?
No. I mean, I'm talking about personally being fouled from my business and everything else. I mean, garage doors going up and down to see what's in there. I mean, it was so chaotic you wouldn't believe it.
Well, you know, the entire intelligence community in this country is only around 150,000 people, and most of those are in logistics and supply and, you know, keeping the computers on. So I want the listeners to know, though, this is all part of another illusion. There are people who are here and there harassed. There are things that happen. There's also this thing as undue paranoia. And then it creates this illusion. And then you look at those 150,000, some say even 200,000 people. A lot of them are now on our side. They're going public exposing the black sites, the secret torture sites. They're going public exposing fake weapons dossiers. They're going public left and right. In fact, I would have to tell you, they're actually some of the most informed, intelligent, professional people. And I would tell you, we've got about half of them now. So the globalists are really getting into trouble.
Oh, can I tell you another thing, too? up here in Rockford, Illinois, out at our local airport, we have Homeland Security driving around cars that look like police cars.
I do know that, and we saw this before 9/11, these federal police. And this is all part of the FEMA regionalization. This is all being done, sir. You know, there are hot spots around the country, and I got to tell you, some areas of Illinois are some of the worst we've seen.
They really are, and I'll tell you for another fact, too. Being an amateur radio operator, I thought at one point that FEMA was a really good thing to get my number, my FRN through. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm about the most saddened person you could ever believe that ever registered with that group. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, FEMA deliberately sabotaged the relief in New Orleans. As the storm was hitting, they were jamming police communications.
Alex, thank you. I hear the music. You take care, and thanks for good work.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Thank you for all your fine points. And I mean, they may be afraid of me because you were communicating with a lot of people. I mean, that happened to me early on, too. But once you commit yourself and move forward, you actually get respect is what you get. Groveling to them, you just get raped. Jeff Rubin, Cliff Ray, and others. Talk to you when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teach to leave their kids alone.
Hey! Teacher! Leave them kids alone!
like your children, talking to us like we're stupid. Doing everything you can to dumb us down. Here's the chorus, just for you. Teacher, brainwasher. All right, folks. We're about to go back to your calls. Listen, I'm not going to belabor this. I have made a new film, The Order of Death. I'm very proud of it. It's 45 minutes long, covers the Illuminati history, new footage inside Bohemian Grove, inside the Owl. It's worth it for that. How the Nazis and Ku Klux Klan are tied into it. Just it's very important for those that want to know the truth. And then the entire Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, remastered, brought up to date on one DVD or one VHS. Great Christmas gifts, great thing to give people. Or buy one copy, make copies, and give that as gifts. Get one copy of both films on one tape for $24.95, each additional for $9.95 until the first of the year. You got deals on my miniseries, Martial Law, three films on one, $25.95. That's Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. The film is three films. One is Martial Law. The second part is 9/11. And the third part is Rise of the Police State. Three films, one DVD or VHS. Bunch of other books and videos by other authors we're carrying. Just go to the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. We're shipping it out to you, UPS. And we're caught up now. I mean, right up to we're shipping the day the stuff comes in right now because we know it's Christmas and we want it to get out to you. Just get the materials, Infowars.com. We're getting an online membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're called toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. Keep us in mind. Don't have to go fight the crowds. Give the gift of information and wake somebody up today. Jeff in New Mexico. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I know you don't want inheritance taxes imposed even on billion-dollar inheritances, but how about a law where you either pay inheritance tax or pay mandatory charity to organizations like Salvation Army that give jobs with dignity to needy people that inherited only debt, with the exception that illegal Mexicans wouldn't get the jobs because Mexico rich need to help their own poor get jobs with dignity.
Well, look, I'm not a social engineer. I think just leave people alone. I mean, I'm against most forms of taxation. One of the worst things out there is inheritance tax. All the big elites have theirs in double-blind trust and trust they set up. The robber barons 100 years ago, exactly 100 years ago, right at this time, it was happening. That made all their money safe, and it just grows and grows. And then on paper, they're just worth a few billion bucks, but really they're worth trillions. I mean, but I would have a compromise. Get rid of the inheritance tax, and sure, leave it on billionaires. Because they're billionaires because they're going to weevil out of it to begin with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They should still have it. But either that or they mandatorily have to help, you know, like the Salvation Army to get people jobs and dignity.
Yeah, but anyway, you start making somebody pay some group, it's going to be... stay there. We'll talk about it more.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.